Yes, holding by the bottom hand of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of the Gemara again, the last shaila was that Boy Minei, Ravach Tavoy Bar Ami Mirav, Hamavashel Bechol of Gedi Shloi Heniko. Let's say you have the milk that came out of a kid, but the kid did not nurse it, did not give birth. This is not the normal milk that comes out, but it's the milk of a female. Just as the milk, like before it gave birth, it has a little bit of milk. She took that milk and cooked up meat with it. What's the lochamal? Is it also midi rice or not? What's the shayla? Omele, she said back to him like this, that midi itzrech li Shmuel lemeima. Since Shmuel had a darshim before, b'chol of imoy, v'loy b'chol of zochor, that there's no isidi rice on the milk coming out of a male. But the milk mashma though, zochor hu d'lo yosel chlalein. Only the milk coming out of a male, even a tzadat, the male would have milk, there does no isidi raisa, because the male can't become a mother, can't give birth. Avalhai, but this female over here is pregnant already. Kiv on the ball, lechlalaim, since it's going to give birth soon. Also, this milk is called milk, even though the milk came out before it gave birth, before the baby started to nurse, but still it's called milk and it should be also. So that's the answer to them. Pshitavad, there would be an issa, boss of the cholov, on such milk. It we will learn like this. Hamavashol cholov or chelev b'cholov. You cook up fat and milk together. So what's the locho? Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi. It's machlokes. Chadoma loika. One says you get malchus for this bishul. Now it's mamish chelev, fat is cold like meat, and the benisa deraisa to cook up milk, meat and milk. The chadoma loika. One says no, you do not get malchus. There's no malchus for this. So what's the shalom over here? Lema, let's say Balkamifliga, the Machlaika says like this. To man the Yom Malaika, the one that said you get Malkus for cooking up chela and milk, Ksavri Yos Issa Chalalissa. The Issa is Chalalissa. O man the Yom Ainalaika, Ksavri Yos no Ain Issa Chalalissa. That the Issa of Bosa Becholov is not going to be Chal upon the chela. And therefore, like Rashi said, Le Nofik Mikro. You don't learn out from this Posik. Because Legufe, Lainofik mikro legufe, or kroy is there less, they don't have an extra posuk of the rebuye. So therefore, since the old ain't is a chalissa, there's no is a boss of a chol of an chalif. And Rashi speaks out, the shayla here is not about cooking. The habamin right now is about a chalif, eat it. If you eat this chalif that was cooked with milk, do you get malchus for boss of a chol of or not? So that's the most said, let's say the machlek it says, whether you say is a chalalissa. So versus loy. The Kulu Yama, both of them hold Ein Issa Chal Alissa. Everybody holds no. The Issa Bosa B'Chol is not going to be Chal upon the Issa upon the Chel of the fat. And Achilo Kulu Yama Le Pligi Leloki. And Echnami, if you eat this Chelif that was cooked up in milk, everybody agrees you will not get Malkus. Because Ein Issa Chal Alissa, you won't get Malkus of Bosa B'Chol, you'll only get Malkus reading Chelif. Ki Pligi Rizam Machlekes over here. Abishol, if you cook up the chalev, this fat, with the milk, man the yom aloika chadi suruhu, it's one issa, and therefore you get malchus for it. Mean to say that basar and chalev is the same issa, so therefore you get malchus for cooking up chalev and milk. But a man the yom, the one that says no, ain't aloika, you don't get malchus, and here it can't be because of ain't issa chalissa, because there's no other issa of cooking up the two things together, it's only the issa basar b'chalev. So why don't you get Malkus? Hello, olds. Lahochi therefore afka rachmona leachilu b'loshin bishul. The Torah took out loshin achilu over here. We gave it into a loshin of a bishul. Why? That kivon di alachilu lalochi, since on the chelev you won't be over Malkus feeding the chelev with milk, because ain't it's a chalissa. So therefore lalochi a bishul who had nami kivon di alachilu lalochi on top of the kuf yudalar man aleph. And therefore, pshita bishanai malaloki, you won't get malchus for the bishul of it. That's the machlokes. And vikadiyami, some say no. Abishul kuliyam le pligid loki. Everybody agrees that for cooking up the chelev and meat, avad, you would get malchus. Ki pligu is the machlokes over here. Achila on the eating of it. The man diyam ein aloika do ein yisa chal issa. You don't say the issa bosta b'cholot ki b'chal upon the chelev. So you don't get malchus feeding this chelev with milk. Only as the chelev, not as the issa bosa b'cholov. Well, man, the yom loika, the one that says, no, you do get malchus, he holds like this. The reason why the Torah said this is of achila bloshen bishul, meaning to say like this, kiven the abishuloki, since you get malchus for cooking up this chalev and milk, here there's no shayla v'sachalis on the bishul alone. So therefore, since the olds you get malchus for the bishul, therefore the Torah means teach us over here that achila namiloki, that achila eating it also you get malchus. That's gariba kriven, though usually we hold ainah sachalisa. Here it's the Chiddush HaKorah to say no, you would get Malkus. And the boy said, if you want, I could tell you Maro Machod Ble Pligi, that one is talking about the Yisr Bishul, and therefore you do get Malkus, and one is talking about the Yisr Achilu, that you don't get Malkus, because I need to call this. And according to this, Kobe, there's no Machlekis. Maro Machod Ble Pligi, I'll say there's no Machlekis. Now the word says, Meisvei, I have a question. It says that the Sefer that Hamavashu B'meicholot. If you cook up meat in mei cholov, that's called the way of the milk, like the water of the milk. Potter, because that's not called cholov, you potter. What about dam shebishlu b'cholov? Let's say blood you cook up in milk, also potter. It's not called bosa b'cholov. What about ha'atzomois v'hagidim v'akanayim batlofim shebishlu b'cholov? It's also potter. If you cook up the bones of the animal, or the gidim, the veins, or the kanayim, the horns, or tlofim, the hooves, you cook them up also, that's not called bosa, you're not over the isa, bosa b'cholof. What's going to be, ha pigol v'ha noisa v'ha tome shebishlo b'cholof? You take a piece of meat, that was pigol, means it was from a korban, that the kohen had the wrong machshava, tidiot chus lezmanoi, and therefore became pigol, or else v'ha noisa, from the korban that was left over, you did not eat at the right time, else via tomei, if the korban became tomei, and now you take a piece of that meat and you cook it up shebishlam b'cholov with milk, halacha is chayiv, you are chayiv. So the question is, why you chayiv the chura? It should be a chsar from ein nisa chalalisa, since it's already chalal nisa pigul and oisar and tomei on the meat. So why, when you cook it up with milk, is the chal the yisa bosa b'cholov? So chura, you see what that we say is the chalalisa over here, and the chura, why? Because we darshan the word gedi, for the extra word we darshan gedi, they said that Yechayiv, like Rashi says, Alma, Afagav the Asir Bekaimi, Osa Yisa Bosa Becholov Bechalalayu, Vuadinami and Bisho Cholov Bechelov should be the same thing. And why Alma Mirabuya the Gedi Nafkula, we learn out from the Ribui, Techala Kol Yisurin, that the Yisa Bosa Becholov should be Chalam Lol Yisurin. So the Kashim on the Yomar, it says, you're not Chayiv on Chelov. Smor says, no, I'll tell you, high Tana, this town of here holds all over that Sabar Issa Chalalissa, and that's the Machlokes Tanoim. See, if you hold all over Issa Chalalissa, it's good word, Issa Bosa Becholov is Chalapon, Tigul Naisa Vatame. But if you hold all over Ein Issa Chalalissa and Echonami, it would not be Chal the Issa Bosa Becholov on these things, and it would not be Chal on Chalif. The other Gemara says, what we just say that Hamavasho b'meichol of potter. If you cook meat with whey, with the water of the milk, you potter. So Mora says, Misadah le-Rash Lakish, this should be a proof to Rash Lakish. The Tanan, we learn like this, Mishnah Machshirin, that meichol of the water of the milk, the whey, hareyen k'chol of. They have a lochel like milk. Rashi says it means lahachshires azroyim, to be machshires royim. Now that's the lochel that food is not makabel tumah, or to force out a heksha, water or liquid went over it. And milk is called a liquid. So therefore, the meicholov is also called a liquid. It's called a mashker. It's also machshir. That's the locha that meicholov is a reyu kecholov. Veha meichol, that's the juice that comes out from the zeisim, from the olives, is a reyu kishem, and also has locha like oil. That's also called a mashker. And if oil or this falls upon the peris, it's machshir with the kabutuma. Now, Amr Rashlakish says, Loishonim ala lahachshir es azroyim. When do we say that meicholov is considered like cholov? As only vilchas royim. That it's called a mashke, it could be machshir the kabutuma. Avalinian bishom, but negated to the east of cooking up bosa becholov, bos avalinian bishom bosa becholov, meicholov ain't the cholov. Meicholov, the way of the milk, is not called like the milk, and therefore there's no wisdom in the rice to cook up meat with whey. Tvan Rabbon, what about this? The Pasuk says, Bachalav Imoy. In order to cook up the Gedi, the kid with the milk of its mother. So now, ein liyela b'cholav imoy. Maybe only it's us to cook up the meat with its mother's milk. But the chol of pora v'rochum inan, how do we know to say it's also to cook up meat with a cow's milk, with a roch, with a goat's milk, a sheep's milk? How do we know with other animals' milk? Also there's an issa of bosa b'cholav. Sumer says, omar to kal v'choyma, I'll tell you, I have a kal v'choyma for this. He said that the issa bosa b'cholav applies to all type of milk. Oma imoy, maduch the mother of this gedi. Shulay nesru imoy b'havo, that there's no issa. They're the same type. They're allowed to live together. There's no issa avo. Avo, like klayim b'mheim, is only a min bein a minoy. But the same min, same species, they're allowed to live together. Still nesru imoy b'bishulay, you're not allowed to cook up the kid with his mother's milk. If so, por v'rochol, that a kid shenesru imoy b'havo, there's an issa avo, the two different species. A kid, a goat, to live with a purr, with a cow, to live with a sheep. There's nisa klayim. If so, ain't the din, isn't it a svar to say, shenesu imay bebishulay, that there should be an nisa, basa becholov, with the milk from a cow or from a rochel. Smur says, tamudoyma, therefore the book comes to teach us, tamudoyma, bachalav imay. So it comes to teach us, but Rashi says this is an extra posik, the second posik, bachalav imay. It's actually rabuye kocholov. Any milk of a behema from behema toiro, there's nisa basa becholov. So more is the question, like, what do you need a pasuk for? We just made a kabochemi, we just made a din. For the mer v'lomuli kro, pasiulai, we just made a kabochemi and swore to say that the issa basa becholov should apply to all milk. So why do you have to have a pasuk for? So more answers, omravashi. Mishum diikul meim, you could say no. Mikor at the beginning, the din at the beginning of the kavuchayma, like Piruch, I have a question at the beginning of the kavuchayma. Meichad komaisil lo, where do you want to learn out the issa basa becholov should apply to all milk? Meimai from the mother, he's saying mada by the mother, there's no issa klayim, and there's issa basa becholov. By other behemoth, that there's issa klayim shita. No, I tell you, malimai, you know why the mother's different? You know why there's issa basa becholov by the mother's milk? There's nisav oisav yes benoi that you shech the mother today, now or a shech the kid. So therefore, there's nisav basa becholov. Mashenki tamme v'paro. If you shech the paro shloi nesru imay b'shchita, it doesn't ask. There's no is oisav yes benoi. It's not the same mother. It's not the same kid. So since there's no is oisav yes benoi by the paro, so maybe nechnami the milk of the paro is muta to cook up with the meat of a kid. So therefore, I don't have a kavuchayma. Therefore, Talmudim, the post says an extra time, the chalav imay, teach us any cholav is also. Another more says, Tanya, the chalav, another price like this. Tanya, idoch, the chalav imay, the post says, ein liyela, the cholav imay, maybe only the milk of the kid's mother. The cholav achoyse, what about the milk of its sister? Achoyse gdela's big sister, minayim, or ma tegen atere kabachoymo, or ma imay, shenichnasi muladir, ma duch his mother. That goes inside the deer. For Meiser, Lisaser, Nesru imoy bibishuloi, this Nisa Bosa Becholov, Achoisoi, its sister, Shlenichnasi Moladir Lisas, doesn't go in to the deer to take off Meiser. Is there in the din Shinesi imoy bibishul? Isn't it Paswara Shibinisa of Bishul, the milk of its sister? On this Talmudim, if we have Nesha Posa to say, Becholov, Becholov imoy. Said that it's also. Shirashi explains the ma'imoi that's nichnasas ladir, because the pshat is that they could give birth within 1 year. So therefore, they're both born the same year, the mother and the kid, therefore, they're both nichnasas lisaser. The gdir yeledes peterch shinosim, it's less than 1 year old, they could give birth already. Ma'ashenkin achres gdoda means a big paro, so that's older, over a year old already. So therefore, it does not have the same din of Maisa. Maisa means a new crop, the new animals that were born that year. So therefore, maybe the Achoisoi does not have an Issa Bosa B'cholov. So therefore, Kamashpon and Talmud, the Pesach says, yes, B'cholov Imay. So more is the question, for Lomuli Krov, what after the Pesach, for Asyula, have a Kavachoyma? Like Maduch, the mother, that goes together with Maisa. There's an Issa Bosa B'cholov. by a Torah that doesn't go together with Maisa the same year, so there should be an Issa. So what do I have to have a, what do I need a Pasuk for? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum Dikula Meim, you could say, Mikor Dina, at the beginning of the Kabbalah Chayma, at the beginning of the Svar Pirch, I have a question. Meichi Ko Maisilo, where do you want to learn out that all milk is Zosa, with Basa B'cholov, Meimai, from the mother of the kid? I'll tell you, no, Mali, Imai Shekei, Nesu Ima B'shchit, again, there's Nisa, Oysav Yes B'nai, you can't shech the kid, the mother, the same day. Marshen Kein Tiyama B'achoy Sigadela with a Parah, since it's not his mother, you're allowed to check the two kids the same day. So maybe there's no issa basa b'cholov. Therefore, Tom Levin, the pastor, got to come and teach us the chalav imoy a second time to teach us that with any milk, even the milk of its sister, the pora, also there's an issa basa b'cholov. Now the Gemara says, ask a chum ifal sofay achoysa gadoila, like from a big pora. Achoysa kitani minana, say a younger sister, how do we know? Rashi says, a rochel, how do we know? The Moran says, Asio mi binei, from both of them, Rashad mi ima, yom yachoy sikadoilo, from both of them together, yiklone al achoy sikatano. The Moran says, my high taste, which one you learn it out from? Taste, if you want to learn out mi ima from its mother, I'll tell you, ma li ima shakei nesu ima b'shchito. There's nisa oisav yes benoi. That's why there's nisa bosa b'cholub. But achoy sikatano, there's no isa oisav yes benoi, maybe there's no isa. So nisa tell you, achoy sikadoilo techiach. Have a proof from a big parah. Also, there's also no isa of yes benoi, and still there's nisa to cook up the kid's milk with the parah's milk, the kid's meat with the parah's milk. So Mor says, no, malach isa gadoi loish for nichnasim on the deal lesaser. They don't come together with the same year. Take off ma'isa behema together. So maybe that's why there's nisa basa b'cholov. The Mor says, imo techiach. The mother does come together the same year to take off ma'isa behema. And still there's Nisa, Bosa B'cholov. And therefore I'll tell you, V'chozer Adina returns the din, that L'roi Yizeh, K'roi Yizeh, L'roi Yizeh, K'roi Yizeh. This Chumrah is not the one that's Gorim, the reason to have the Issa, Bosa B'cholov. Because I see another place doesn't have it, and the same with the other Chumrah. And therefore, what do I say? Yatara Shabbat Shabbat must have come in the denominator over here. Shur Bosa, they were talking about meat. V'yos L'vashu B'cholov, you know how to cook it up with milk. Is that on the Yavi Achoyse Ketana? The same thing would apply to a Rochel. That you can't cook up the meat of a kid with a Rochel. Shu Bosa, the kid's meat is Bosa. The Yosla Vasha B'cholov, you can't cook it up with milk. So that's how we learn it out from the Mehatzat. Mor says no. Yochi, if so, Achoyse Gedoyla Nami, taste me B'nei. If so, for the Achoyse Gedoyla also shouldn't have to have a Posek. Ashos B'cholov out between both of them. Meaning from Imoi, and from a choyse katana, should we also be able to learn it out? So Moses says, "Einochinami, you're right. Einochinami." And so elo b'chalav imoy lomoli. What do we need the extra pasuk again? Not to cook up the meat with milk. So I tell you, me brother, we need it for this. Look at the tanya, like we learned. B'chalav imoy, the pasuk says, "Is ein liyelo b'chalav imoy." Maybe only sauce to cook up the kid's meat with its mother's milk. He atzmo v'chol bo minayin. Like, how do we know to say the milk that came out of the kid itself? Harashi says she yotzo mimenu b'yoy dechaya. When the animal was still alive, it nursed, it gave off the milk, and then they shechted the animal. So how do we know you're not allowed to cook up the meat with its own milk? Minayin. So I'll tell you on this. First of all, lamata kavachoyma, avakavachoyma. Oma b'mokrim shlo nesa pri im pri b'shchita. Nesa pri imoim b'shchita, meaning to say like two kids, two sons, or you let a shech the same day. Still nesa pri imoim, you're not allowed to nesa pri imoim b'shchita, but there's nesa rois of yes, but no, you can't shech the kid and the mother the same day. And so mokum shenesa pri im pri b'bishul, in the place where there's a nesa not to cook up bosa b'cholov. Is Einadin, isn't it a swore to say, Shinesa Priyamaim Bibishal? Isn't it a swore for Pshuta to say that with its own milk, its own pre should be used to cook up with the mother, with the kid? So Mor still says, Talmud, the Pasuk come teaching says, Bechol of Imoi. So again, the Mor's question, Olam Likro, what do we need a Pasuk for? Well, ask your Lord, we just said, learn out from the Kabbalah. So Marin says, Omer Rav Achta Boy Barami Mishum Dikulamem. You could say it like this: Sus Ben Susio Achi Preda Yechiach. I tell you, the horse, the son of a horse, the brother of a mule, can teach us. Shasa pri and pri, or muta pri yamaim. So in this case, shasa pri yama pri, that the pri won the sus with the preda, with the mule is also, it's klayim, or muta pri yamaim, but with the mother, they're both called susim, they're both min bemino, it's muta. Smar says, no, hosom zerahu de kogorim, toho, Porad ben susi achi preid yachiach. Over there, the reason why is this a claim over there is because the zeravav is mixed up. Rashi says osam zerav kogorim v'yisur alav mishum pri and pri. It's not because the two sons. El mishum pri im sheine pri kolema mishum tzad aviyim shulcholak, because one's a sus and one's a mule, one's a donkey. So therefore, you can't put the two together. That's what makes this a claim. But over here, so that's it's the zerav what causes it. So you can't begin to prove to our case over here without the yisabos of a cholov. So Mar says rather aloma ma bread the ravino mishum diklamim, because you could say mishum diklamim or eved ben shivcha achi mishuchreres yachiach. You have a case in eved, the son of a shivcha, and the brother was freed already. Shosa pri and pri, like the Eved is muta with the Meshachreris, or muta pri yamein, but the Eved with the Shivch is muta. So Mor says also, Hosom over there, I'll tell you, get Shichru de Kogorim. There it's a special thing, since you're Meshachr the Eved, that's where the Shichru is what made the difference. That's what made the Issa. And I'll bring you proof. Why the Eved, the Meshachreris, Achi Shivch Yachiach, Shemuta pri and pri, and Eved, the son of a Shivcheres, the brother of a Shivcha, that the Eved and the Shivcha are two parents are muted together, but in V'yosa Pri Yemein, but with the mother with Sosa, since she's a Shivcheres, see, you can't bring any proofs. So Mar says, rather, Elom Ravidi Beravin, Mishum Diiklamein, because you could say, Klai Yisroyim Yechiyach, I'll bring you a proof from Klai Yisroyim. The what? Shosa Pri Yem Pri, Omuta Pri Yemein. Smor says no, klum nefa pri and pri, elai deyein. The only reason why the pri is us is only because of the mother. What does that mean to say? Only because she planted them together. To achitu visori bekodo, if you have some seeds of barley and seeds of wheat bekodo in a pot that you did not plant yet, the stam like in the play rasha sheniach bekavot, near stam mishtam, holding them there, for lo misu, don't become us. You only become master because you plant them together. So again, you can't bring any proof. Sailor the Morah says, Elom Ravashi, Mishum Diklame, Mikutta, like this. Ma le pri and pri. You know why the pri and pri is different? Shekain shne gufim. They're two different gufim. They're two different bodies. That's why there's Nisa Bosa Bechol of the kid with his mother's milk. But they're two different gufim. Ma shenkein teyom of a pri and aim. Shekain guf echod. That it's one goof to say that the kid owns milk should be yos to cook with its own basar, meshimach yitzchakro. Therefore, the next pasuk b'chalavim would teach us yes that it's also to cook up the kid's meat with its own milk. Now, Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, minayin lebasar b'cholov shasa b'achilo. How do I know if you cook up basar b'cholov, it's also to eat it? The Torah only says leisav asher, you can't cook it up together. How do I know if you cooked it up though, it's also to eat it? She says, Shinam, the Pesach says, Loi toichal kol toeva. Don't eat anything that's disgusting. So we darshan kol shetiyafti lucho. Anything that Hashem says is disgusting, anything you know what to do, is harei b'bat toichal. There's nisa not eat it. So since you now let it cook up together, the bus of the cholov, if you do it, you're over this love of loi toichal kol toeva. Now, v'yein liyela b'achila, I only know bus of the cholov is also to eat. How do we know you can't have any enjoyment from Basar B'cholov? Is also lost. You can't even sell it to a guy. So Mara says, Kid Rabbi Avua. The Yom Rabbi Avua Rabbi Loza, that komokum shinam lo yoichal. Whenever the Torah says a lotion of lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo toichlu, you should know, echad is to rachilo, V'yechad Yisra Ano b'mashmo. It's mashmo even in Yisra Ano. Shepard l'cho akosim. Until the Torah says clearly not like that. Kidera shepard l'cho b'nevela. As the Torah said by the Yisra Nevela, the Torah says clearly la'ger b'nesino l'evi k'chobim b'mechira. That you're allowed to give an nevela to a ger for a present, and to a goy you're allowed to sell it to him. So you see clearly it's mutar b'ano. But otherwise, when the Torah says lo yoychal or lo soychal, it's an iser hano also. See, the Torah says lo soychal called tueva, and basa b'cholav is called the tueva. Therefore, it's even also b'hano. So Morris says the Tani learn like this: the pasuk says lo soychal kol nevela. You're not allowed to eat a nevela, but rather la ger asher b'sherecha titenanu. You can give it to a ger in your city. V'yochlan he could eat it. Or imochul anochu rashi could sell to a goy. Now, ain li yela le ger ben sinik, you give it to a goy for a present, to a ger for a present. Well, the other kachavim ben mechiri, you gotta sell it to a goy. But kobor is clearly smuta bahano. How do I know though, le ger ben mechiri, if you want to sell it to a ger, you're allowed to minayin? Ta'amaloyim it says, la ger titnenu, oi machor, either one you could do. And the same thing, le other kachavim ben sinik minayin, how do I know if you want, you could give it to a present to a goy? Ta'amaloyim also, with dashim both ways, it says titnenu, oi machor anochri. So if you want, you could give it to him a present also. So Nimtza comes out that Echad Ger V'Echad Revi Kechavim, whether you get to a Ger or to a Goy, you should know really, Bein B'Mechira, Bein B'Nesina. You have the choice. Either one you do is okay. Div Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, no, Dvarim Kichsovim, the Torah means exactly what it said, that Le Ger B'Nesina, you could only give it to a present to a Ger, not to a Goy. Lovi Kechavim B'Mechira. But to a goy, you would have to sell it, you can't give it to him for a present. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if you can think, could the Yomer Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir said, that either way is good? If so, lichter rachman, let the Torah write, lo yisoych lo kol nevelo, la ger asher b'sherecha titnenu v'yochlo u'mochor, oy lomeli, what does the pasuk say the word oy in between? Just should have said straight, give it and sell it. Shema Amina, since it says the word oy in between, that ledvorm kichsovim udiyoso. The poster means exactly what it's saying, that leger benesina, you're allowed to give it to a ger for a present. Well, the kichovim, you want to give it to a goy, you're in the veilo, but mechiri vidavka to sell it to him. That's the pshan of Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Meir, what does he say? Omelachor Meir says like this, hi, oy, you know why the Torah says the word oy? Is lahaktim nesina leger le mechiri of the kichovim. That if you have a choice, you're better off giving it to a ger for a present than selling it to a goy. But really, any way you want, you have a right to do it. It's just as a preference to give it to a ger first. For Rabbi Yehuda, lahaktim nesina deger lemechilah v'chovim leitzor kriyot, you don't need a pasuk for that. Svaru, it's a svaru. Ze'atem etzuvalach yesoy. By a ger, you have a chiyot to keep him alive. So pshiti, you should give it to him first. Vezu to a goy, i'atem etzuvalach yesoy. There's no mitzvah to keep him alive. Therefore, pshiti, you should give it to the ger first before you sell it to the guy. Certain places, there's the kasha, what kind of svara is this, though? To give it away for a present and you'd rather sell it, why would I think that in svara? In svara, I'd rather sell it. I want to make money. It's my money. I want to make money for it. Why would I say in svara, I'm supposed to give it away to a ger for a present rather than selling it to a guy? If I have a choice, why can't I sell it to a guy? I'm losing out money. And Tony's one says about selling in the veil, it's not worth that much anyway. So maybe that much money you get from a ger, from a goy, you don't get that much money. Midagisa, the present you give to a ger, he's allowed to eat it. It's a ger of Toshib over here. He wasn't Mizgari yet. He's only Mikabel Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So he's allowed to eat in the veil. To him, it's a tremendous hanot to give him in the veil. He's allowed to eat it. So therefore, the difference of selling it to a goy, which is not that much money, and giving it to the ger, which is a tremendous present, it's a svara that you should give it to the ger first rather than selling it to the goy. But according to Abuja, though, the maestro is an issa to give it to a goy for a present. Latoy speaks out, because you're not allowed to give a matnas chinim, you can't give a free present to a goy. To our koponim, that's how we know here that bosa b'cholav is also both b'achila and b'ano. When the pasuk says, loitoycha kol tueva, so loitoycha means you can't eat it, and bosa b'cholav is called the tueva. And from Rav Avuah's halacha, that lo yisoychu means echad isra achila v'yechad isra ano p'mashma. Both are mashma, both are rasa. Now the Gemara says, simin, shabbos, chorish, aklai zroi, moisiv es b'noi shloch gan. So it was elam meyativ, so maise shabbos lissasor, Once you dash in this pasuk of loytoichlo kol nevkot loytoichlo loytoichlo kol toivo, anything that's lost he can eat. He's allowed not to eat it. If so, ma'aser Shabbos should also be yosim midiraisa. So tiyachtu lechohu, it's something that's also. Rashi says, "Gvena mavashol b'Shabbos." If somebody cooks on Shabbos, doesn't have eira, it should be also to eat that meat. It should be also of any yid to eat that meat from this lav of the tercha kol toivo. That we should ask in the ma'aser Shabbos litzah do tiyachtu lechohu. As the Mor says, no, amakor. The pasuk says, "Yes, special zayasakosav ki kodesh ulachem." He would ask in he kodesh. Only Shabbos itself has Kedusha to it. But not Maaseh. If you cook up on Shabbos, you do a Maaseh Shabbos, that has no Kedusha, that does not put an Issur upon the food. So here's a special Gzeras Kosev, that Maaseh Shabbos is not also Midiraisa. Alright, we'll stop here.